Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
This podcast episode is brought to you by Coors Light. These days, everything is go, go, go. It's nonstop hustle all the time. Work, friends, family expect you to be on 24/7. Well, sometimes you just need to reach for a Coors Light because it's made to chill. Coors Light is cold lagered, cold filtered, and cold packaged. It's as crisp and refreshing as the Colorado Rockies. It is literally made to chill. Coors Light is the one I choose when I need to unwind. So when you want to hit reset, reach for the beer that's made to chill. Get Coors Light in the new look delivered straight to your door with Drizzly or Instacart. Celebrate responsibly. Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado.
Pelé leaned in and said something to Freddie.
Don't let them change you. Keep working on what makes you different and what makes you special. It was great advice, but it caused me some problems.
But what could change Freddie Adu?
Soccer is going to explode, and it's going to be around this kid.
We were the Beatles. Everywhere we went, it was the Freddie Show.
And with that came the expectation, and with that came the pressure.
New episodes of American Prodigy drop Tuesdays from Blue Wire Podcasts.
So hello. Welcome to the Air Buds Podcast. It is a podcast that you are listening to right now. My name is Jamel.
I'm Peter.
My name is Mike.
No, it's not.
Happy basketball.
Happy basketball.
Happy basketball.
It's kind of back, guys, already.
Yeah.
It has not been a long time since they left us.
Yeah, once the Wizards were down 20, I was like, ooh, basketball's back.
Kevin yep. Durant looked pretty Kevin Durant looks back.
Yeah, you know, can still shoot over everyone.
Yeah, he didn't get shorter in his recovery, that's for sure.
You think his feet got narrower?
Yeah, and I mean, and to shoot a fadeaway, you really only need one leg. So
Kevin Durant's feet look like how you draw a stick figure with feet.
Yeah.
Just like another line.
Oh, yeah. Just that straight line out.
Yeah.
Right angles. His ankles are right angles.
Yes.
Okay.
They really are. He looks like someone took his feet off at birth and replaced them with like full length baguettes. His feet are insane looking.
What am I supposed to do with that? What am I supposed to do with baguette?
What is this called? Kevin Durant baguette feet. Guys, let's get some business out of the way. We got a lot of business to get out of the way up top. First and foremost, look, we beg you guys every week to give us 5-star reviews on Apple Podcasts. They really help us. They help us climb the charts. They help the algorithm show us off to more people and gain more listeners. And look,
is it algorithm or algorithm?
Jamel.
Well, it's Algernon. Look, I don't know. Just a quick note. something weird happened to my laptop a second ago. So there's like,
oh yeah, there's a noticeable difference in the audio.
Oh yeah, yeah, it sounds like you're now recording in the middle of a bus station.
Yeah, I don't understand. I'm still recording on my mic on Audacity, but Zoom just was like,
fuck it,
we don't believe you.
Well, yeah, let's just keep going with it. Tim, feel free to, you know what, add some air into this. Stretch it out. Don't cut it. Just make it longer.
Yeah.
If you have anything you want to add, you know,
yeah,
just drop it in.
I'm sorry. That was weird.
But yeah, Apple Podcasts, 5-star reviews. We've been begging you guys for it. We want to hit 200 before the end of the year, and we have done it thanks to reviews like this. And I'm going to warn you guys, there's a lot. So we're going to do light getting through here. Usually, you know, we stop and comment, riff on each of review, but we got a bunch of these, so let's go quick. Advanced, 5-star, from Denon B. I enjoy all the advanced stats and in-depth analytics that the Buds bring on the show. I thought I knew basketball, but now I realize I know nothing until I listen to the podcast. They make funny t-shirts, too. That is correct. We'll talk about the t-shirts in a minute.
That's right. Dribble, dribble, shooty stats. Let's go.
Yeah. Dope NBA pod, 5-stars from Tomo. Just three dudes chilling, making jokes, and having a good time. Washington Wizards talk is surprisingly entertaining. You hear that, Jamal?
Yeah. Tell me about it. That's how I feel.
And I click back over to the Zoom, and I see Jamal's crotch in the face of the camera. Let's keep going.
Something, my...
Headline, love the...
My goddamn extension cord is... I'm in my parents' house.
Headline, love the pod, 5-stars from Stay Rugged. I'm sure that your podcast won't get taken away if I don't review, but just to be safe, 5-stars. Thank you, Stay Rugged. Thanks to you, our Apple taking away our podcast. Headline, the most basketball podcast, 5-stars from BCR97. Thank you for your service, buds. I ordered the new Basketball Freak shirt for Christmas, too. Smiley face. That shirt's tight. We'll talk about that in a minute. 5-stars. And then the title is...
The
headline
I love
is also 5-stars. The 5-star emojis from MBrennan2021. We know this dude. Jamel and Benner are great, as is Peter when he's not talking about Kyrie. Do your job and talk to the media. Settle down, Bill Belichick. I thought we were happy about basketball around here.
Okay. I'm all for any slander towards me always. However, don't think that's the right analogy, because I feel like Bill Belichick is very, I'm never talking to the media and I don't give a fuck. So I feel like you're just on the wrong side of that analogy, but otherwise all hate welcome.
That's a fair point. He's like famously like kind of a dick to media, right?
Yeah. Hates the media.
Look, it wouldn't be one of our fans if they didn't get a major fact wrong. headline. Yes, good. 5-stars from Marty Escobar. This is how I learn about sports, parentheses, basketball. Glad we're teaching you.
And the other thing you should probably listen to is Whistleblower. That's the thing that'll actually inform you the most about the NBA.
This headline's going to be a little rough. But, you know, it's something we joke about. You know how, like, you have good friends and you joke about something, and then like,
I can
an
read
outsider
it. It's fine.
Makes the joke, and you're like, oh, maybe we shouldn't be joking about this. Headline, Peter is...
5-stars from Brando Grave. Peter is wrong and racist. I listen to the show every week, and I usually enjoy it. Thanks, man. Keep listening.
We can call our friend racist. You can't.
Yeah,
man.
Headline, the go-to basketball pod, 5-stars, from Not a Tatum Stan. Found the pod off Jamel plugging it on Yeah But Still. Shout out Brandon and Jack. Love it, but the Celtics slander is unacceptable. Y'all blocked and report it. Look, we don't slander the Celtics that much.
Celtics Honestly. Slander themselves plenty, and also we will be doing much less Celtics slandering now that Gordon Hayward
has
them.
Yeah, I mean, what the fuck, dude? You like Danny Ainge? I don't have to explain myself to you, you freak.
Also, funny that he says not a Tatum stan, but then he's knocking us for Celtic slander. I think that name is ironic. I think he likes Tatum. Anyways.
You might be maybe right.
Just loves Jaylen Brown.
Headline: Love y'all. 5 stars from Rebecca Gett. Oh, this is Rebecca, a day one Twitter friend. Best basketball pod around. Love listening every week. Usually more than once a week, to be honest. Go Blazers. Happy basketball. Hell yeah. Thank you, Rebecca. Yeah.
Go Blazers.
Buds to stay. 5 stars from OG Bobby Portis. We love the buds in this house. We love you, Bobby Portis. Thank you. You're because of you, we are now our podcast gets to stay on Apple Podcasts. And then the final one, the headline gets cut off as we've discovered previously. If you type a too long headline into Apple Podcasts, it just gets cut off and we'll never know what this says. But the first part of the headline says, I thought this was a podcast with B-ball D dot, dot, dot. I don't know what it says.
Oh, it's B-ball dogs.
Oh, it says B-ball dogs. Oh, maybe my laptop screen just isn't big enough.
I think it's because I expanded.
I have mine maximized, but it's still. Anyways, look, Apple Podcasts, get your shit together. I thought this was a podcast with B-ball dogs. 5 stars from Lil Butts. I know Lil Butts on Twitter. Shout out. But it's not. 5 stars, though. And we got through them, guys.
Shout out to everyone who was just kind of hanging around until Benner basically threatened to kill the podcast. By way of Apple.
Peter, no, it wasn't. So thank you. Tim Cook. Tim Cook called me and said, if you guys don't get 200 reviews, we're not doing the podcast anymore.
Tim Cook is just what you called the devil on your shoulder. Yeah, to be real.
That's true.
Can I just say one thing? It's pretty cool that Peter got the blame for my feelings too. Like, I was on Peter's side on the Kyrie thing. But everybody decided that Peter's evil.
That is true.
And
that's fine. I felt totally vindicated, to be honest, because like the next day he went on Durant's podcast and was like, LeBron basically was like, LeBron is not clutch. And walked away again. Like it was like,
yeah, he says LeBron's not clutch. He also said that every media person is beneath him.
Okay. The argument was never, is Kyrie smart? Or does Kyrie say intelligent things? The argument is, Kyrie doesn't have to talk to the media if he doesn't want to.
He's
for whatever the reason is.
Is Barbara Walters beneath him?
His job.
Is Barbara Walters beneath him?
You know, if you get a couple of drinks in her, maybe.
Okay. All right.
Oh, my God.
I forgot who I was dealing with.
Tim, put that, expand that, put that in slow-mo, put more air in it. Really draw it out. Guys, we got one more item of business where we can talk about actual basketball stuff. Go to airbuds.bigcartel.com. We got 2 limited edition shirts. They're beautiful. They're remixes of old favorites of our basketball freak shirt and our happy basketball shirt. You heard a lot of people in the reviews mentioning them. They're tight. They're fun. I like them. They're not tight like, you know, fitting.
Yeah, it's not Under Armour.
Yeah, it's not Under Armour. They're tight as in, like, the vibes are tight. But, yeah, go to airbuds.bigcartel.com. Hit them up. We're going to start shipping these things this week, we hope. They're beautiful. And you know what? I'm going to go ahead and say it. I'm going to donate my entire share to some worthy organization. So if you buy the shirt, Some money's going to go to charity. I'm sure Peter and Jamel will be also charitable.
And if we
and
don't make money, does that mean you'll be taking money from a charity?
Yeah, I'm going to go to the LA Food Bank and get a fucking as many cans of beans as my $700.
I mean, 430 cans of beans, please. I didn't sell my t-shirts.
All right, guys, let's get into it.
I feel like they're a limited supply. Oh. They're an unlimited supply for a very long time. I would say that. I know they want to make
the beans at the food bank or the t-shirt. Very,
well, those, but I was talking about t-shirts. Like,
well, I'll say this, the you know, certain standard sizes have kind of sold quickly. So, you know, by the time we start shipping these, like we might be getting low on some. So, if you want to get your size, go to airbuds.bigcartel.com. Check them out. They're fun versions of fun remixes of old shirts of ours that people love. And I think you'll love the new ones, too.
Yeah, they're pretty.
Anyways, Jamel, did you get all your technical issues solved?
I think, man, I got a janky fucking power strip. There's no, this is a house with 1, 2, 3, 4 bedrooms, multiple bathrooms. There's so many toilets in here and there's no power. There's like no available outlets. I'm sitting in a couch. This like a 24 seat couch.
I feel like
I don't know what's going on.
Yeah, I feel like I've never. I mean, I met your brothers, never met your parents, but I feel like I know them through your social media postings. But big sectional vibes from your family. I feel like you guys love the lounge about.
Oh my god!
Together,
nigga, are you kidding? You can surf on this sectional. There's 2 surfboards underneath. There's 3 charging outlets. There's phone. There's USB ports. You can make a phone call. There's a camelback in one of the back parts.
Full of what?
Well, you know, Alizé.
Piss, because you guys don't want to get up.
Yeah, it's just pee. It's just pee. Who, look, all right, what about, let me just go back to this Kyrie thing.
Okay.
What if players only had to be available to the media once a week?
I think players would definitely prefer that.
I mean, it's got to be a lot. There's 82 games. You're playing 2 or 3 games a week, and you have to tell the reporters how the game went every time, even though we all just watched the game. Like, clearly, every player just wants to be like, you just saw the game, right? We missed some shots. I don't know what else to say. The ball didn't go in the hoop enough.
I feel like from top to bottom, even down to, like, beat reporting, like, you know, reporters that are just basically recapping the game, you're getting the Fox Newsification of sports media from like top to bottom. So like even a beat reporter is going to write a sensational story. Like even the beat reporter is like looking to like call a player out on something or like say something outrageous because that's what drives clicks now. So like it's not like the 90s or even the early 2000s where beat reporters were like buddies with the players and like could like have actual talks because like they weren't going to go in their daily game recap and call, you know, so and so a fucking bum. That was reserved for like columnists and radio personalities. Now it's even the beat reporters who are like fucking shitting all over these players. So like I just don't see like why the players should have to talk to these people that are just insulting them.
Yeah, they're literally insulting them, and it's like, and you can tell by how the players react. It's like, you think I play basketball, stupid? That's why you're talking to me like that. And the players have a right to feel that way because, like you said, that is what's going on. Would media availability once a week help?
I think it would. Wait, Peter, go ahead. No, you go ahead, Mike. I've talked a bunch already. You talk.
Well, I'm just kind of wondering, like, it feels like there's 2 roads.
You do sound racist already. You haven't even said nothing,
well,
but
yeah,
your wind-up is already, like, it's crazy. Yeah.
Well, does it make me less racist that I'm wearing the shirt that you gave me for my birthday?
You took a shirt
honestly,
from a black man?
Yeah, that's terrible. I can't believe you accepted that gift. The only reason I gave you a gift was because my people have been oppressed for thousands of years. That's ingrained in me. These are my grains.
Anytime Jamel's given me a shirt, I've said, no. No, brother, you keep it. And then I've taken my shirt off and given it to him.
Then I said, who's your brother? Who you calling brother?
And then
nigga?
I said, I'm so sorry. And then I give him 40 acres and a mule, and then we're good. Yeah. This happens once a year on my birthday.
I got, you know, that mean I got, 120 acres now.
Yeah.
What's the difference between Kyrie going on Instagram Live or a podcast now and their media responsibilities. Now, this is also outside of like the collective bar. Like, it is literally your job to talk to the media. You can go all Bill Belichick and like, you can go all like, I see through my third eye, flat earth, whatever, but it is literally contractually obligated for you to speak to the media. But at what point does the media just start to like watch Mello drink wine and take quotes from him there? Because it does feel like these two wildly like modern and antiquated systems are getting pushed together, but still haven't figured out how to kind of like intertwine in a way that makes sense for everybody.
So you're saying get rid of media availability altogether and just wait for a player to get on IG Live?
No, but it does feel like there's some value. I mean, I think there is value in like the media availability. Like, we wouldn't have heard Bradley Beal say that John Wall's in a better situation now. Like, there is like, there's definitely things that come from media availability. We wouldn't have seen the best moment of comedy where like Dwight Howard had to finish Stan Van Gundy's press conference after it came out that Dwight Howard tried to get him fired. Like, there is like real value in some of this, both from an entertainment and a coverage of the league.
Yeah.
But there does seem to be, it still feels antiquated and not kind of with the times as well. But also no excuse for Kyrie still. He's still.
I guess what I'm saying, I'm on neither side. I don't like Kyrie saying that he doesn't talk to pawns. I think that's just like a big sweeping, like, you've taken all of journalism and said they all suck and only basketball players are good. If you talk about basketball, you're bad.
I also understand that he has a very much like third eye, you know, Kabbalah vibe about him. But when you like go on like a big ass rant on Instagram about how the media is pawns and terrible people, and then you sign off with like some version of a Jewish star and the person like ramming their, like blabbing their mouth. It did, like, just at least initially without knowing, that's why I asked you both about it in the text, was like, this feels interesting to me. And again, like probably everything with Kyrie, totally unrelated and totally uninformed, but like, is that, am I crazy here?
I think, to address the Star of David thing that he did, my interpretation of it was he has the all-seeing eye Illuminati tattoo on his hand, which is a Star of David with an eye in the middle, which probably wasn't as problematic when it was invented, but I think became a like symbol of like the Jews are the Illuminati.
I mean, Proud Boys are literally beating people in the streets in DC as we speak right now.
So I think him signing off his Instagram story with that was kind of like you said, like a signature, like is kind of like a, like Kyrie has spoken. Cause I think he's kind of adapted that symbol as a symbol for himself, as you know, the way Prince kind of had a symbol when he became the artist formerly known as Prince. Now, is it problematic that he's adapted the Star of David as his symbol? Oh, yeah, for sure. I don't know if he realizes that or knows it, because I don't think he's smart. And there's also an angle. Someone in our in the Air Buds Patreon Slack, go to patreon.com/airbudspod if you want to support the buds, has been peddling the theory for months now that Kyrie is like a full-blown black Israelite like guy. So there's also
he's from New Jersey.
Yeah,
it's possible.
He's from the Northeast. He's from New Jersey. And he definitely has black Israelite vibes. So there's also just the fact that he might literally be meaning like, you know, a symbol of being an Israelite in his own eyes. All that is to say that it looks bad. He is dumb, but I don't know if it is like at all like ill-intentioned or anything. And I think it doesn't matter when the argument boils down to, if he doesn't want to talk to the media, I don't think morally he should be forced to.
Well, we all know that old saying about, you know, intent is the only thing that really matters, right? That's the
I'm not saying intent is the only thing that matters. Yeah. Obviously, people with good intentions fuck shit up all the time, but like, hopefully they can learn from it because their intentions are good.
Yeah.
Batman, you know how many, like, just like low-level drug dealers Batman has put behind bars that, like, Congress is about to let out.
That was
imagine just like Jamel. Imagine like selling like an eighth of weed to some dummy at the rest stop, and Batman shows up and beats the shit out of you.
I used to buy
Batman
weed
has
at
good
a,
intention.
Have I talked about that already?
What?
That I used to buy weed at a rest stop.
Oh shit! I think you've told me about it. Maybe I shouldn't have.
No, it's fine. I mean, it's what's the statute of limitations
on
weed? I used to buy weed from a dude named Jamel.
That's incredible.
His name was Jamel, and he served me at the rest stop and then got me a job. I was just like, I went over there like twice, and I was just like, damn, you got a pretty chill little setup here. I mean, you know, what's good? Next thing you know, now I'm working at the rest stop.
What was your favorite restaurant at the rest stop?
Vending machine with Gardetto's. In it, this wasn't a good rest stop. Like, this was like one hut with three vending machines.
Oh, okay. It was just like a pure rest stop. It wasn't like Roy Rogers.
Yeah, yeah.
So McDonald's.
You're thinking of Jersey.
It also, it also wasn't a situation like Lost, where like you then had to go find another Jamel to sell weed to give them a job at the rest stop before.
That
you
is how
free.
It seemed, because he was. I didn't see him for much long after that. It was a transference. For certain.
I like this as a Jamel. I think we need to rewrite that script we wrote.
I mean, we could talk rest stop stuff. Yeah,
Peter's now EP since he came up with the twist that we need.
Watched Lost. That's all it takes to be an EP in Hollywood. That's probably actually true.
Actually, that's 100% true.
That's 5,000% true. Yeah. What were we talking about? Kyrie Irving. This is a podcast about basketball.
Yeah,
I don't know. Do we want to keep rehashing the Kyrie thing?
Look, there's
no defending some of what he says, or, you know, he's not like, he's not smart. He's got like freshman dorm, like stoned philosophy level, like points that he likes to make. He thinks he's really smart, and he's not that smart. If he weren't really good at basketball, he'd be like going to Burning Man and living in Bali.
But listen, dog, I'm on a side note. I don't think he's ever done shrooms. I know he did, like, the joke is like, oh, Kyrie did shrooms once. I'm going to say he's done shrooms negative one times. He got offered
shrooms
one time, and
he
cursed that dude out
every day.
What'd you say?
If he did shrooms, he would talk to the media every single day.
Yeah.
He would never stop talking to the media.
His eye isn't open in that way.
No, I agree. I think mushrooms are like, they are a thing. Like, they give them to like soldiers with PTSD and microdoses to like to fix their like broken brains, like to make them more like loving and kind. And like, this is like an angry reaction from Kyrie. This is not a like shroom backed reaction.
Yeah.
This is like a MDMA overdose reaction.
I think you got it. Okay. I don't got it. Yeah.
Hold on. This is like, I mean, maybe Durant just solves all problems because his baguette feet are excellent at playing basketball and he looks very healthy. But like, Kyrie does not have an excellent history of staying healthy himself.
No.
I feel like there's like, listen, that's not Schadenfreude, but it feels like there is going to be a myriad of ways that this goes south incredibly fast.
Can I predict
because if there's one thing that Kyrie's proven objectively, hasn't found a place to kind of embrace, and granted, it's only been two places, but hasn't found a coach and a place to really like embrace for, you know, as the leader that he kind of wants or says he wants to be.
Can I predict the most likely way it's all going to go south?
Please.
Kyrie, he smokes a ton of weed, right?
Sure.
He gets the munchies. You guys know about the munchies, right?
I've
he
heard.
Looks at Kevin Durant's feet.
Heard of him?
He sees a couple of baguettes.
No.
He eats Kevin Durant's feet. Kevin Durant is out for the season.
Come on. He eats both of the feet.
It's probably just going to happen when
Kyrie's
shoulder gets sore, and all of a sudden Caris LeVert scores 35 in back to back games, and that'll probably do it.
I mean, Kyrie looked good today. He didn't play a ton. He didn't play in the second half at all. But hey,
neither did Durant, right?
No, Durant played through the third. I feel like.
Oh, I thought he only played like 15 minutes.
No. I mean, it was spaced out, but he was in there through the third. Keep in mind, like, we were playing our third and fourth point guards. Ish and Russ did not suit up, but he was giving Raul Neto that work. And I mean, and the Nets are set up.
Raul Neto might
as
well be a fucking chair, right?
I mean, kind of. You know what I'm saying? Like, exactly. It doesn't. And also, the Nets are just set up in a way where neither of them need to be active together. Like, if you've got both of them, that's great. But if one of them plus last year's team is good to go, you're good.
Do you guys know that saying, when you're a hammer, everything looks like a nail?
Uh-huh.
Do you think now. When you're Kyle Lowry's butt, every defender looks like a chair?
Has to.
Is he in the Hall of Fame for musical chairs?
He's got. I think he's actually not legally allowed to compete.
They had to change the rules for him?
Yeah.
Is he the Oscar Pistorius? Will, is he Pistorius?
He plays musical love seats.
That's pretty good. That's, you know what, that's just a good joke, and I just want to take a minute to just recognize that.
Thank you for recognizing that. Jamel, you've got a Zoom background with Elmo on it.
Mm-hmm.
Right before we started recording, I called you Jamelmo. Nobody acknowledged it.
Yeah, because it kind of sucked, but you know, that's fine. I was like, what am I supposed to do? Now I have to talk like Elmo? It's just a name that puts me in a corner.
I'm not saying I want you to tell me it was good. I just wanted a reaction. And telling me it sucked is actually the reaction that I wanted.
So, well, there you go. Thank you.
Half the jokes I make, I'm trying to annoy the person I'm giving the joke to, you know?
Well, guess what? Happy to help.
Okay, let's take a quick break to talk about Indeed. 2020 has already reshaped how we work, and it's almost over, thank the Lord. Businesses across the globe are challenged to be their most efficient, which means every hire is critical. Indeed is here to help. Indeed is the number one job site in the world, with more total visits than any other job site, according to ComScore, which sounds very official. Indeed helps you find quality candidates quickly so you can focus on hiring the person you need to keep your business going. Unlike other sites, Indeed gives you full control and payment flexibility over your hiring. And now, Indeed's new way of matching you with the candidates instantly delivers a short list of quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your job criteria that you can contact the moment you sponsor a job, making Indeed the only job site that can move as fast as you do. Right now, Indeed is offering our listeners free $75 credit to boost your job post, which means more quality candidates will see it fast. Try out Indeed with a free $75 credit at Indeed.com/BlueWire. This is their best offer anywhere. Go right now to Indeed.com/BlueWire. Offer valid through December 31st. Terms and conditions apply. Football is back in full swing, baby, and you might not be at the game this year, but you can still be in on the action on BetOnline. BetOnline is going the extra mile to make sure you can get in on every possible chance to win this season. From game spreads and totals to team, player, and coaching props, BetOnline gives you more options to wager than anyone else. If you think Matt Nagy's gone like I do, you should put that money down, maybe. You get in on their season opening bonuses today and start off wagering on wins, divisions, championship futures all day, day. Head to BetOnline today and take advantage of all the great sign-up bonuses. Do not forget to use promo code BLUEWIRE, all one word, at betonline.ag. BetOnline, your online sportsbook experts.
Speaking of annoying, Wizards defense still looked terrible. I mean, for the first quarter, we rallied, which was crazy. Like, we were down 25 and cut it to 6 with the Nets starter still playing sans Kyrie.
Now, you at Texas say they had Rui on Kevin Durant. How did that look?
It looked fine. I mean, it clearly looked like Durant had been in the league for, 10-plus years and knew that this kid couldn't really stop him from doing anything. But Rui was trying really hard and making him work on defense. Dunked on him today. Nice. Hit some jumpers. Kept playing. Had a real bad stretch in the second, came back in the third, and, was knocking down threes as if the second quarter didn't happen. Felt good to see him shrug off a bad stretch.
Help me out with Rui Hachimura, whom Deborah affectionately calls Noodle Man, because Rui famously has a sponsorship with Nissan Cup Noodles, which is fucking rad. I think we've talked about
Nissan Cup Noodles
Nissan. I think it's Nissan, not Nissan. Nissan
Toyota Thon,
like the car maker,
a brand of instant noodles,
Kia noodles,
So yeah, they actually have like cup noodle like jerseys and merch with Rui that are really tight. Go check it out if you can get your hands on it. I watch Rui, and there are times where I'm like, this guy can be really good. And then there are times where I'm like, this guy might not be in the league in like 4 years. He might be Justin Anderson. Like, what? Which is it? Is it somewhere in the middle, or is it? I want
to somewhere in the middle. If he is trying to make a contested layup, he is Justin Anderson. Any other thing, perfectly good to go.
I'm rooting for him. I mean, I don't know if you guys will remember, but he was my like dark horse pick for rookie of the year.
And he might have gotten votes if one of his nuts didn't explode.
He might have gotten nuts if one of his votes. I was about to say he might have gotten nuts if one of his votes didn't explode. He also
that too.
Yeah, welcome to America.
Did not stand a chance with the NBA's Zion must be everyone's favorite player agenda. Like, can you believe that they're cramming down like 10 Pelicans national games like down our throats this year?
Well, because Zion's such a cutie.
He is electric.
He's played 17 games. We don't know if he's
and
electric.
Those were electric and very cute games that I enjoyed
Peter,
quite a bit.
You know who else is electric? Everyone else in the NBA. We just got through talking. A guy who's never going to be in the rotation for the Lakers dropped 33 tonight. Electric.
Don't let me start it on Mr. Electric himself, Isaac Okoro, Rookie of the Year.
We've been talking about Rookie of the Year stuff already with Rui. Why don't you just dive right in with your Isaac Okoro Rookie of the Year argument?
Well, I'll just start by saying...
can I sum it up before I get it? I saw one game and he looked...
16 points is not bad.
Yeah.
16 points in the fourth quarter, pretty tight.
Including that's a game winner. Yeah.
The fourth quarter, that's actually less tight.
Honestly,
I don't know.
I'm just so happy they drafted someone over 6'2". Like, it's such an improvement for them. It's going to be tough for him to guard three people at once, but hopefully
Average height of people in Cleveland?
4'8".
Yeah, I was going to say, is Dan Gilbert like 5 foot tall? So like he like looks up at Colin Sexton, and he's like, whoa, we got to draft this guy.
Whoa, this guy's huge. We have our guards are 5'4", and then everyone else is the center on our team. And then Isaac Okoro.
That's great.
Honestly, biggies and tallies. Smallies and tallies is what I meant to say. That's a good strategy.
Honestly, I'm here for it. I hope we're really exciting and lose 65 games.
Look, we've all seen Master of None, right?
Definitely. Well, I listened to it. Major, I was like sick and just heard it.
Yeah, a major like comedic component of that is just watching Eric Wareheim and Aziz Ansari standing next to each other, and the sheer size difference in shape of the men is really funny and fun to watch and visually arresting. And so if you got like Colin Sexton, a team full of Colin Sextons and a team full of Andre Drummonds, that's fun to watch. That's funny. It's visually arresting.
Another component of that show was ignoring the fact that Aziz assaults women.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I'm not saying anything. Fuck Aziz, I'm sorry. Do I need to say that?
Hey, well, because I know Peter is up to date on most entertainment sexual assault issues and cases.
Read the Shia LaBeoufy article, then yeah.
Yeah, what did that fool do? What did Aziz do? And then Shia LaBeouf, I mean, first off, like, what are you do? Can you imagine? Yo, Peter, if we were dating, what if we were dating, right? And then I was like, hey, I wrote this movie and I want you to be in it. And then you were like, oh, cool. What's it about? It's me. It's a movie about me, little me, and you fuck me as a child. You date me as an adult. I want you to be in the movie about me, and I want you to have sex with young me. That's crazy. I gotta get out. I can't do that.
I'm gonna take this line by line here. First of all, Aziz, wildly problematic in and out of that article. That, listen, I'm not gonna be. You can do your own Twittering for receipts on that front. But also, his special was like very classic, like, I'm not here to apologize. I am also a victim, in a way that was pretty foul. So I'm still going to be like, fuck that dude. Every time I hear him when I'm rewatching Bob's right now, too, I cringe because it is.
Benner's tough. Got a thought. Benner has a thought.
Oh, I mean, I just was going to say I didn't watch the special because I don't particularly even like his comedy off the bat. And I don't. And then, you know, just I thought this guy's got, you know, what was it? The babe.net article. You know, I read that, was like, fuck this guy. I don't really care. He got really rich. Why doesn't he just go enjoy his millions? Does he need to be famous anymore? That's how I felt. Like, can't they just go away once they do this shit? They got millions of dollars.
The answer is no.
Yeah, that's not how money works.
Both Louis now creeping back even further into the mainstream, and Aziz will tell you the answer is no. They are not satisfied with their millions.
You might be the only white dude with a beard who doesn't think Louis should come back.
Ugh, give me a fucking break.
I'm legit. Every white dude I've ever met who dresses like you thinks Louis should come back. You're the only one.
Oh my god! Absolutely, what a crock of shit. Send them all to me, Jesus.
How did we get here?
I don't know.
This is a podcast about basketball.
Oh yeah.
How did we get to this?
I'll also respond to the. I mean, dude.
Oh, because I brought up Master of None and how your team is all smallies and tallies.
The LaBeoufy article.
Yeah,
is
thanks for nothing.
Wildly. Yeah. Disturbing, and it's clearly,
I have no idea what the Shia thing is. What happened?
Well,
FKA Twigs sued him for emotional and physical abuse in LA County.
Yeah, and then like Shia LaBeouf was like, expose. "Yeah," Shia LaBeouf was like, "Yeah, I probably did that."
Yeah, like really, like gave her an STD. Also, just like there's like accounts of him like beating the shit out of her and strangling her. Like, it's real bad,
dog. If you saw the movie, I didn't know they were dating. As soon as the pieces, as soon as I saw that she was suing him, they were dating, I was like, oh yeah, no, I saw that movie.
What movie? I don't even know what movie.
Yeah, wait, what movie
about?
Are you talking about?
The Shia LaBeouf movie about his fucking life. But it's like,
oh, is it like Honey Boy? Or
yeah,
something?
Honey Boy.
I never watched it. I didn't want to watch Shia LaBeouf like in a bald cap pretending to be his own dad. I felt that felt,
yeah, felt, see, dog, it's
too painful to look at.
It's strange, and this is a spoiler alert, I guess.
So wait, FKA Twigs is in that movie?
Yeah.
And fucks the child version of Shia LaBeouf?
Yes, nigga. She is plays a prostitute. That's how you say it. She is living in his like building, his like apartment complex, and you know what I'm saying? His dad's like beating his ass and shit. But then whenever he's gone, little him and FKA Twigs are hanging out. And then, you know, she throws the fucking the cheeks at him.
That, I mean.
I can't believe you saw Honey Boy.
Look, man. Look, man, have like, you been on a date?
Someone who watched Madam Secretary exclusively for the last 4 months.
Well, there was a point in my life where I was trying to go on dates in Los Angeles. And in order to do that, you have to watch bad movies.
I think of the three of us, people will probably point their finger at me for having seen Honey Boy.
Absolutely.
Shocked.
Yeah, you sound like Honey Boy.
Third act twist. This is a real FKA Twigs fucking a child twist in the Air Buds podcast.
Listen, yeah. Man. Listen, man. I'm full of surprises. Like sometimes my mic will stop working in the middle of the show.
Hey, I just imagine Jamel being like, hey, I just watched 7 seasons of Law and Order from 1992 to 1999. But let's go watch Honey Boy tonight.
Yeah. I just watched all of the episodes with Jerry Auerbach and Chris Noth.
The good old days.
Honey Boy.
You know,
how about it?
Criminal Look, Intent man, was underrated. Vincent D'Onofrio deserved an Emmy.
Amen.
But yeah, let's go watch Honey Boy.
Do you think I chose Honey Boy? You're crazy.
Honey Boy chose you?
Yeah, man. This the life we chose, me and that movie.
Well, good for that movie, because it's the last time anybody will probably mention or watch it after I've been or I read that article. It is disgusting. That dude is gone.
Mel Adios. Gibson came back, my friend.
Yeah, but
look, dog, my only problem with all these articles coming out is, I mean, I still have to be a man and go outside. You know what I'm saying? It's like these things should be coming out, but every time it's like, damn, guys suck. Like, how is anybody supposed to trust any of us?
They don't. You should have to earn people. You should have to earn people's trust.
Yeah.
God damn.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's it, buddy. No one assumes trust. That's the point.
Damn.
This is a podcast about basketball.
Yeah, so basketball.
Basketball.
Yeah.
It's my favorite sport.
Obi Toppin. You want to talk about?
I'm still trying to figure out how to make an Obi bottoming joke work, and I can't.
You're gonna need a few more months.
I know.
Really, Obi Bottom is just pronounced Mitchell Robinson.
That's a pretty good joke. I think Peter might have just knocked your shit out of the park.
I've been
right
working
there.
On it for weeks, and Peter just found a simple, elegant way to do it.
Listen, I wouldn't have got here without all the hard work of the people who, you know.
I know we talked about fantasy Patreon app in a couple weeks, but just watching everyone avoid Mitchell Robinson. Like a live grenade with the pin out in the draft an hour ago was really good.
Every time I was getting like, oh, my turn's coming up, time to like sort all players by like best ranking, and like Mitchell Robinson was like at the top at like 66, and the next guy was like 105, and I was like, how the fuck has this guy mopping pick? Same thing happened with Hassan Whiteside. I got Hassan Whiteside, who was ranked 50th in like top fantasy players, but he fell in round 10. And I guess I was like, I guess I had to fucking take Hassan Whiteside. And I
was flirting with Robinson in the 8th or 9th round or something, and I just clicked the update, and just the headline, the first headline was Robinson picks up 5 fouls in 18 minutes and first scrimmage. Like, yeah, I'm good. Yeah, I'm good on this.
The headline I saw was Mitchell Robinson doesn't mind coming off the bench.
I saw that too, and I was like, great, cool.
And I'm like, what? Yo, you got a mind in fantasy.
Yeah.
Yeah, because you also don't mind, because he minds getting cut. What else is he going to do?
Yeah. Toppin looked good, though. Toppin looked like, the only thing you can really determine in the first preseason game is who's a bitch and who's not. And Toppin looks like he's not a bitch.
That's a ringing endorsement. I hope Edgar Moppelsier is very happy.
Obi Toppin, not a bitch.
He looked like he's not a bitch. You know who else didn't look like a bitch? Denny Avdija. I will not elaborate. Perfect from the field tonight.
What was he, 3 for 3? He hit a 3, right?
Boy, he was 6 for 6.
Really?
Yeah.
I was only catching. See, I wasn't watching. Confession to you guys and our listeners, I'm not exactly ready for NBA basketball to come back.
You don't have to be ready. Saying, this is ridiculous.
You've been saying that to us for a month straight. On this show, off the show.
It just feels weird. And I just, I didn't watch a ton of basketball. I watched maybe half the Lakers-Clippers game. I mean.
No one's going to be ready or care about this shit until mid-January.
Yeah.
Yeah.
When Porzingis will be back, whom I got in round 12 in their draft, also being avoided by everybody.
Ow.
That was more of like a racial thing.
Yeah, just worried about him getting arrested, really.
Yeah. Right. He's also, yeah. Speaking of pieces of shit.
Oh, boy.
The morals around fantasy drafting a guy who has assaulted someone? Like, I'm not giving money to him in any way.
I mean, the fantasy is they didn't do it.
That's true. I guess that's what's nice about fantasy is that, like, it removes everyone's, like, flaws and personalities.
Yeah, you're just a stat line.
It's just a stat line.
The fantasy is moral absolutism?
Yeah, for sure. That's the fantasy part, son. What did y'all think fantasy meant?
Oh, that is... I don't think it's going to get much better than that, guys.
We should create a sketch that's a documentary about the creation of fantasy basketball. And it's like, you know, we were just basketball nerds. You know, we love stats. We love numbers. We just wanted a way to play with our friends and hang out. And then there's one guy that's like, my main goal with fantasy basketball was creating a fantasy realm about moral absolutism.
Everybody's perfect. They talk to the media for 8 minutes and 36 seconds.
And then looks like, if you get a ton of blocks, you get a point. Guys, let's wrap it up. Let's wrap this. This is a wild ride of an episode, I think.
I don't even know what time it is. How long we've been talking?
We've been talking for like 45 minutes.
Jesus.
A little longer before the Zoom started.
Hey, wait. Hey, Jaren. That nigga gone. Never mind.
Jamel's is at the bar talking to his friends.
Yeah.
Guys, anything you want to plug before we get out of here?
I would like to plug my family's dog, Jazzy, who is sleeping right now. Aww. Shouts out to Jazzy taking a nap.
I'll plug my wife's Twitter, Bethro Records.
Great name. I'm going to go ahead and plug. Look, go to Jamel's website. Is it BrockleyHouse.com, Jamel?
Mm-hmm.
Go to BrockleyHouse.com. Jamel put out a special earlier this year in the beginning of the pandemic, in the middle of quarantine, called Friend or Foe. It is a special done entirely without an audience. The perfect social distancing.
Oh, yeah.
Special. Oh. I was just thinking about the other day. It was one of my favorite things, and I think more people need to see it.
Yeah, I definitely didn't do a good job of like promoting it or telling anybody, really. I mean... I don't know. Thank you for saying that. It's also $2 cheaper on my OnlyFans right now. At Friend Slim Yancey on OnlyFans.
Friend to Foe at BrackLass.com, or, you know, a little cheaper. Plus you get some hog shots from Jamel on OnlyFans.com/ what is it?
At Slim Yancey. Hog shots from underneath.
The worst kind of hog shots for $7 a month. And then I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to plug...
Only Hogs.
Only Hogs. We need to launch that platform at some point. My other friend here, Peter, executive produced a podcast called American Prodigy. It's a documentary podcast, a story about Freddie Adu, whom you might remember as the savior of American soccer that never really panned out the way you thought it might. I love this podcast. I don't know about soccer. It's really entertaining. It's fucking awesome to hear from Freddie himself. It's a great story. So go check out American Prodigy on your podcast app.
Thanks, dude. It's we just had a second interview with him for an upcoming episode. We've got 3 more episodes of the show. So give it a binge. It's pretty tight.
It's a great binge. And then I'm going to go ahead and plug patreon.com/airbudspod. If you want to support Buds, $5 a month gets you bonus episodes, videos, access to our Slack chat, which is blowing the fuck up right now. We just did a Patreon episode where we ranked all the Eastern Conference City Edition jerseys with our good friend CJ Toledano. That was
a great episode.
Western Conference, but yes.
Oh, I said Eastern. Sorry. I was going to say that we're doing another Patreon episode this week with a very special guest whom we will announce later, ranking the Eastern Conference jerseys. So, if you want to fucking hear these episodes, go to Airbuds. I'm sorry. What do we go to? Patreon.com/AirbudsPod.
Or AirbudsPod.com.
Or AirbudsPod.com as well.
Or come to my house.
Or go to Jamel's house. Yeah. Meet his dog, Jazzy. Love you guys.
I'll play him.
Peace.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.